It has been an active weather day across the Northeast, and there's some more action to come, though it will wrap up as we work into the nighttime hours. This morning it was rain that was steady and heavy in spots that resulted in some flood advisories. The heaviest rain, though, pushed off by lunchtime, and now we're tracking a cold front that is sweeping in from the west that is triggering some showers and some embedded thunderstorms. And some of these storms could end up being on the heavier side as we work through the next few hours. By this evening, the front will sweep off to the east, and that will take the rain chances with it. So there could still be a shower into this evening, but the chances will tend to decrease as the night moves along. Otherwise, it's going to be a partly cloudy night. We'll see the humidity levels start to come down as temperatures fall down into the 50s and lower 60s. As we work into the day tomorrow, we're going to have that feel of fall once again with very low dew point temperatures. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. Now, with the cold air actually aloft, that could trigger a passing shower in areas north and west of Albany. Otherwise, it's going to be a dry day, a gusty day, with the winds coming out of the northwest at times. The gust will reach over 25 miles per hour, and we're targeting high temperatures that will be in the 60s across the north and into the 70s from the capital region on south. So a fairly cool-feeling day for sure, and we're going to have a rather chilly night coming up tomorrow night as temperatures will fall back into the 40s in many spots and very likely will reach the low 50s in some of our more populated areas. And the quiet weather goes on for Thursday and Friday as a broad area of high pressure will dominate the rest of the week. We'll have highs in the 70s on Thursday, and we'll be in the 70s to around 80 on Friday, and the quiet weather should go through at least the first half of the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy. Any lingering evening showers will end, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of a passing shower, breezy and less humid, high in the 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy. Any lingering evening showers will end, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of a passing shower, breezy and less humid, high in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy. Any lingering evening showers will end, low in the upper 50s and low 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and less humid, high in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy. Any lingering evening showers will end, low in the mid to upper 50s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and less humid, high in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, continued pleasant, with highs in the 70s, and mostly sunny on Friday, with highs in the 70s to around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.